tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it out the car to pass.
Liberace!
Can you aim and leave it with Rob Bollocks?
Never gets old, does it?
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Sarah. Right, I'm going to start off with a question.
I was just saying to Rob off air, I regretted asking him what his segment was about because he went on this big, wonderful rant and yeah. I'm the only one that got to hear it. Go on.
Well, yesterday, I've done all my stuff for the what I'm going to talk about, but I was watching something, I forget what it was, and it was all about the ocean, and I sat there and I thought, where did all that come from to start off with? God didn't put it there.
All what?
All the water. Where did it come from? Where did the oceans come from? Can someone like let me know?
We had a marine biologist in here yesterday. Oh, God damn it.
He would have known.
Yeah.
But he only knows what is in the ocean, not how it...
I don't know. I think you knowing the origin of something helps you better understand it. Potentially, we could have asked him.
Yeah.
Come back, Professor Costello.
Yeah. Right, anyway, I get sent a lot of really weird stuff, obviously, because what I talk about now. But this one, this I don't know how this got through to me, but in Germany... The German police rescued a man who was being terrorised by a squirrel. A baby squirrel was chasing him down the road.
Yeah.
So obviously he called the police because I wish he was my mate. He'd never hear the end of it. Anyway, the police turned up just to see this poor little squirrel collapse and fall asleep.
Oh, he knew exactly what he was doing.
But
that's amazing.
There's a happy ending to it. They've taken him to a rescue centre. He's doing really, really well. And the police have actually got him now as their mascot.
That's adorable.
But apparently squirrels do this a lot. If they lose their mothers, they focus on one person. But I actually looked at squirrel attacks yesterday because I had nothing better to do.
There's great footage of squirrels in East London just completely making mockeries of dairies on the corner.
Well, because they are the Cray twins of the squirrel world.
Right.
Never mess around with an East End squirrel.
Right.
But apparently the worst thing to do if you're being attacked by a squirrel is to stand there waving your arms about because it winds them up even more.
When I lived in East London, I would come down and find them eating my flowers in the kitchen.
Brilliant.
I'd buy like herbs and stuff and I'd come down to get coffee and just one would look at me inside my kitchen going, what?
Crack squirrels.
Yeah.
Crack squirrels, yeah. Brilliant.
Not afraid of me at all.
Right, now this is another one. This story actually led me on to other things. A French theme park has actually trained 6 rooks, if you don't know what a rook is, they're very similar to crows, to pick up rubbish and spruce the grounds up.
It works?
And it's worked. What they do is they've taught them to pick up cigarette butts and other bits and pieces of rubbish, then deposit into a smaller like litter box, and then they get delivered food.
That's amazing.
But as I said off air, they should train them to actually attack people that litter.
Which may, you know, have... It may be effective,
well, really.
But I think it's kind of business-sanctioned bullying, so you probably can't...
I always thought, you know, like, I love like graffiti, street art's fantastic, but taggers are horrible. I'd actually train hawks to attack people that tag.
Hawks are vicious.
Yep.
You'd have to do that on the down low. You wouldn't be able to do that and be proud of it.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah,
you're
I didn't really think
trouble.
That. I didn't really think that one out. Anyway, which led me on to look at animals that have got really crazy jobs, and I've got 2 of them here. The first one, this did my head in actually, several facilities in American airports are training bees to help find potential bombs.
Are they good at it? How do you do that?
Researchers in the, I don't know how they figure this out, but researchers in the USA have discovered that the insects have a strong sense of smell. They've got a stronger sense of smell as a dog. The technique involves having the bees associate the smell of certain materials and chemicals used in making bombs with sugar water,
right.
Causing the bees to receive nectar. They think nectar is close, and they extend their proboscis, their mouth things.
Yes.
And they've got all this equipment that picks it up and all that, and they reckon it's really good because you can put them in, like, you can hide, like, a few bees in certain places to smell out bombs. I don't know. Yeah, it's bonkers, isn't it?
Could
check it out.
They're holding a tissue box, but it's actually full of secret drug bees.
And this
secret
one...
Secret drug bees.
Yeah. South African singleman James Wide had a horrendous accident in the late 1800s. He fell in front of the track and lost both of his legs, right? After the accident, he got a baboon named Jack and he trained it to help him with his duties. Jack aided James by pushing his wheelchair and operating the signal switches for the railway. The company found out, they tested Jack and found he was capable of carrying out the task, so they hired him full time. They paid him 20 cents a day and half a bottle of beer.
Aww.
Why not give him a whole bottle of beer?
I don't know how I feel about that.
What, give him a half a bottle of beer? 20 cents a day. I mean, what's he going to do with 20 cents a day? He ain't got a bank account, has he? Maybe he should ask the money people when they come in.
Yeah. If
an animal earns money.
Put it in a trust.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought that's a fantastic thing. There's lots of jobs they do. They've got like alpacas at Chicago Airport that eat the grass.
That's awesome. That's great. And you're not putting petrol in a lawnmower. Yeah, that's fantastic.
But check them out. There's lots of really, really good ones. And like me, you start off looking at one thing and a squirrel attacking people and you end up with something else.
Some of the animals at the Auckland Zoo are apparently hired to provide fertiliser for some of the grounds.
Yeah, Zoo Poo.
Around,
Zoo Poo. I think Regent's Park sells that, Zoo Poo.
That's amazing.
It's quite good, like elephant poo and stuff.
Somebody just texted, release the bees!
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
sure.
killer bees.
Oh, man.
But just, you know, there's lots of things you can do. Maybe we get someone to do my bit.
Are you being self-effacing now?
Yeah.
You're the only one who could possibly do it.
Thank you very much. And thank you for that book you gave me. I'm going to read that on the train.
The listeners will find out about this soon enough. Mysteries.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's done a single change. Thank you very much, my son.